We are Silicon Valley entrepreneurs on a mission to channel messages from the other side of the veil to help solve the biggest problems the planet faces today. Start with global warming and climate change, we were told. And with the help of a gifted psychic medium, away we went on an unexpected journey to bring messages of hope to you from history's great souls. I'm John Thomas, the co-pilot. Welcome aboard the Channeled Messages of Hope podcast. Global warming and climate change are problems for science, and when we set out to channel messages of hope, we made sure to talk with physicists Albert and Mileva Einstein. You heard from them in our previous episode. And climate scientists Stephen Schneider and Charles Keeling. Through our friend Sam, the medium, we also spoke with climate activists like Chico Mendez and John Muir. They were happy to help us from their side of the veil as we put together Channeled Messages of Hope by Carolyn Thomas, the book where we share with you their answers. But to fully address the changes we see happening to our climate, we needed answers to spiritual questions too, questions about our relationship with Mother Earth. So the council leading this project from the other side connected Carolyn and I to two souls we resonate deeply with, St. Francis of Assisi, known for his love of the planet and all life, and Wayne Dyer, known for his teachings about manifestation. We learned from them that climate change and global warming are caused by more than the sorts of physical causes that science is equipped to deal with. These are moral problems, too. They are manifestations of our guilty conscience about treating the planet and each other so badly. Manifestations of the punishment we think we deserve. From a young age, we all hear the message that if you do wrong, you'll pay the price. Wayne Dyer thinks that's happening to us now because we believe we deserve it. Listen to this clip of St. Francis explaining how he sees our situation from his position.
It is a separation from the planet. The animals still regard the planet. The animals are still in connection with the planet and with creation. But the people are looking at it as something that can either give to them or take from them. And they are not recognizing that the connection is broken. And without respect for the earth, without respect for our environment, the earth feels disrespected and betrayed by the people. The planet is a living, breathing thing. And if you were treated as such, you would also be angry.
A planet angry about its mistreatment is a scary thought, but it's a dimension to how we must understand the problem. In a future episode, we'll tell you more about our conversation with St. Francis. Today, we'd like to share with you the wisdom offered to us by Wayne Dyer, because if the climate crisis is a manifestation of our guilty conscience, the situation won't change unless we change. In fact, it seems that as the planet's problems multiply, so do ours as a species. The intrinsic connection means that as one goes, so does the other. It's imperative, then, that we get a handle on what we are causing. It really isn't just a problem for science. To that end, Dr. Dyer is the person in recent history who can speak to the heart of what's driving global warming and climate change. And he did that for us while sounding just like how we remember him. Carolyn could barely contain herself. Wayne is her spiritual hero. I bet she's read most, if not all, of his 40 books and seen his PBS specials. With his characteristic grace, Wayne embraced Carolyn's deeply emotional response to him. Here's a clip of him laying out how he sees the world situation.
Thank you, John. What we're experiencing is a collective guilt for the abuse toward our Mother Earth. And this is what we have manifested, guilt. And there is a collective belief that along with guilt, there should be punishment. But we can eradicate this thought and practice mindfulness to heal the earth and replenish the earth. You see, we are just redistributing the manifestation. And we must acknowledge the abuse and apologize. But then move into manifestation of love, healing, nurturing, and comfort. and learning and growing from our past mistakes.
There we were on Zoom seeing our channeler Sam on our screens, and through the speakers came not just the voice of Dr. Dyer, but also his mind and personality. We've known Sam for a long time, and trust us when we say it wasn't her talking. The message came through clearly. Humanity is having a come-together moment. It's as if we've created an existential crisis by putting ourselves in grave peril and forcing us to work together to solve it. Listen to this clip of how he explains that what we believe becomes what we create.
John, we will create. We will manifest what we believe. And we're all looking for the answer someplace outside of ourselves. We're looking outside of ourselves instead of looking inside ourselves. Our universe was created by a divine intelligence. This universe was not created in gloom and doom or hostility or depression. If it feels angry, it's because we are manifesting this, our own anger, our own frustration, scarcity, fear, and so on. That fear, that frustration, that anger permeates in our attitude and our beliefs. As you think, so shall you be. What you believe expands and manifests. So I would say that the best way that we can all work toward manifesting a more loving existence and a more loving experience with our Mother Earth is to practice meditation and go inward to the silence and imagine not just serving, but sending love to this beautiful earth, sending love and replenishment for the resources and repair of the resources. It's a very simple belief, but it's a belief that needs to be embraced wholly, and that is something that your readers can do and benefit the earth through manifestation and going inward and visualizing a loving earth, a loving earth that we are grateful for. Progress is impossible if we do things the way we've always done them. There is a mentality of it's okay, somebody else will take care of it. But if we come together to save ourselves and this planet, if we come together and we give love, that is the one thing we have to give away freely, is to give love to each other and to this planet. And there are no accidents in this universe. We all show up here with a purpose, and we're connected to an intelligence. And you are not separate from your environment. Mankind's ego is in competition, and that has put the earth in peril. But this is an illusion. The ego is not real. Most people don't learn this until they die. So we need to switch. What can I take from this earth and serve this earth? And let us practice service. We are here to come together collectively. We are all here for this time and for this reason. To come together as a human race. Not separately. This is not about the ego. This is not about taking what we can get from this earth. This is about serving this earth. And we must practice service as a collective instead of taking and winning the competition, which is simply an illusion.
Wayne's illusion of giving service to others seems so far removed from where we are today. It makes me wonder, how low are we going to have to go? Where is the bottom we'll have to hit before something breaks in a way that sheer necessity drives us to come together? The more I think about Wayne's message, the more it makes sense. Global warming and climate change are truly global problems. Addressing the problems means overcoming our tribal differences. It means shifting our paradigm from one of competition to one of cooperation, and to seeing each other as a human family. Normally, I'd say that only a miracle could make that happen, but now I'm seeing another way forward. It also means changing how we relate to the planet. We heard from Wayne and Francis and other souls that the planet is a living entity in its own right. The materialist point of view that dominates science and commerce leads us to think that Mother Earth is merely a big rock hurtling through space to be divided up and sold to the highest bidder or conquered by the biggest ape. But the spiritual teachers on the other side view it much differently. In the next clip, hear Wayne's answer when Carolyn asks him if Earth has a soul.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do. Anyone who doubts that the Earth has a soul is not fully aware of how the Earth is here to protect us, how the Earth is here as our home. Let me ask this, does your home have a soul? Been to many homes where you did not feel much of a soul, correct? And you can tell the difference. When there's a soul in that home and when there's not, you can tell when there's strife. You can tell when there's love. The same with the Mother Earth. You can believe that the Mother Earth has a soul.
We were very curious to learn what life is like on the other side for the souls we spoke with. Many of them told us that the same sense of purpose that motivated them while alive on Earth continues in the next life. It's true for Wayne, too. He crossed over in 2015, and he continues to be a spiritual teacher for many. Here's how he said it.
Well, John, what I've learned is that I will always and forever be a teacher. That is where my heart is, and I continue my teachings. I continue that on, as you say, the other side, and it is something that I take quite seriously. I also comfort a lot of people who are struggling after death, who are still struggling to understand the meaning of their life, and there are some people that feel that it was a life wasted. That is a very true thing, and it's very sad, and there are a lot of people that need comfort. When I was in a body, I was influenced by many people, many teachers and guides, and I am able to be with them all now, and I have found my friend Ram Dass. That's what I said when I saw him. We have so much joy together. And then, of course, St. Francis and Swami Muktananda, Abraham Maslow, Nisargadatta Maharaj. These are all people that influenced me greatly when I was in a body. And they're all people that I can continue to learn from. And we often do the same type of, we still have the same principles and the same things that guide our heart, the teaching. And we are here to comfort those that are in need of guidance and teaching and need to understand their purpose on Earth was never wasted. To understand that there is enlightenment here for us if we choose.
We were deeply moved by our experience with Dr. Dyer, and we received signs of his presence in our lives. He visited Carolyn in her dreams. And I tried a meditation he gave us to connect with Mother Earth and felt something shift. It moved inside me as I followed along with the meditation. I'll play a clip in a moment, and maybe you will experience it too. For me, it felt like a baby encompassed in his mother's arms, safe and warm and cherished. Most of the time, we go about our lives without thinking about the fact that we are actually these little specks of life on a ginormous planet. Then you stop, refocus your attention within yourself, and become aware that the planet is very much aware of you. Try it as you listen to Wayne in this clip.
Picture your heart. Picture your heart full of love. Picture that love emanating to our Mother Earth, however you visualize her. Whether you visualize her as we see her as a globe, as we see her with a landscape full of trees and homes and industry, however you see Mother Earth, if you see her as an actual mother, see her and emanate love from your heart to her. Send that love. It's very simple. Send that love and watch her change. Watch her change, whether that be a color, whether that be a feeling. Observe the change that you see when you send love. Our Earth is something to be grateful for. And don't take it for granted. Give thanks for the air that we breathe. Give thanks for the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the creeks, for the rain, for the snow, for the glaciers and the Antarctic, for the sky and the stars and the galaxies. Give thanks for all of those things that we take for granted. Give thanks for the sun that warms us, the trees, the plant life, mineral life, the ground that we walk on. So many of us even notice the ground that we walk on, and for the earth that provides our food. Meditate and visualize everything there is on this earth to be grateful for. All the abundance that we are surrounded by. All of the miracles that are just begging to be acknowledged, validated, and appreciated.
Connecting with Wayne on the other side gave us a new way of understanding the problems of global warming and climate change, and a new way of understanding ourselves as citizens of this planet. The souls on the other side see a deeper purpose to our struggles and challenges, and they want us all to know that they are aware and they are with us every step of the way. Please do what you can to help us spread these messages of hope. It's not just about sharing this podcast, though that'll definitely help. It's about carrying these messages with you in your heart. Wayne told us that the doom and gloom we're hearing from everywhere these days is a self-fulfilling prophecy. We can each fill our heart and mind with hope and optimism to be part of the solution. And we can connect to Mother Earth in the way that Wayne taught us. Everything we need is already here. Just appreciate it. That is his message. Channeled Messages of Hope is now available on YouTube. Just search for the title to find us, or go to channeledmessagesofhope.com. All of our social channels are linked from there. We are on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. And the audiobook is available on Amazon, iTunes, and Audible, where you can hear the entire interview with Wayne and all of the 19 souls. Channeled Messages of Hope by Carolyn Thomas. For our next episode, we are going to hear from policymakers, John McCain, Gaylord Nelson, Ronald Reagan, even Richard Nixon. We were led to them to speak about the political and social climates. We hope you will join us again. I'm John Thomas. Thank you for being part of this journey with us.